sorry. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Vatarine Nirvishesa Sunyavani Askatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gobhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 I would like to welcome all of you to this lecture and express my profound gratefulness to you that you are caring to hear today about a subject matter which I personally feel very strong for.
Zato što vam je stalo da dođete ovdje da slušate o ovoj temi za koju ja imam jako puno osjećanja.
I must tell you that there is something which worries me very much and creates a great amount of anxiety in my heart.
I moram vam reći da postoji nešto što me jako brine i nešto što je uzrok velikoj zabrinutosti u mom srcu.
It is that I have observed over these many years in which I am following the path of Krishna consciousness that many of my friends have left the path.
I ono što sam ja mogla da vidim tokom posmatranja pokreta svih ovih godina jeste da su mnogi moji prijatelji napustili ovaj put.
I've also become very worried to see that those who took sacred initiation vows have, for some reason or another, stopped their enthusiasm and are no longer active on their path.
I također mi isto volim da vidim da osobe koje su uzele svetu inicijaciju da su prestale sa svojim duhovnim aktivnostima i da nisu entuzijastične i aktivne na ovom putu.
So since many years, I'm always asking myself the question and asking Prabhupada the question and asking Krishna the question. What is it which makes the process of Krishna consciousness work, and what if it's not there makes it a failure.
I ono što se ja pitam svih ovih godina, i ono što stalno pitam Šila Prabhupada, i što stalno pitam Krišnu, jeste šta je ono što čini da svesnost Krišne zaista funkcioniše?
And a little while ago, I read in one book called The Jewels of Bhakti an answer to this question.
I pre nekog vremena pročitao sam jednu knjigu koja se zove Dragulji Bhakti, odgovor na ovo pitanje.
It described how an elderly lady who was a devotee of Lord Ram had come to her spiritual master and confessed to her after Guru Maharaj, after 35 years of chanting Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, my heart has not really significantly changed.
I tu se radi o jednoj starijoj dami koja je došla kod svog Guru Maharaja i rekla, Guru Maharaj, nakon svih ovih godina mantranja Sita Ram, Sita Ram, ja ne mogu da vidim nikakvu značajnu promenu u svom srcu.
So, she said something which many devotees have said in the Hare Krishna movement.
I ona je u stvari rekla ono što mnogi bhakti kažu u svesnosti Krishna.
And listen please to the answer of her spiritual master.
I molim vas poslušajte sad odgovor njenog duhovnog učitelja.
He said, has anyone ever explained to you the true identity of Sitaram?
On je pitao, da li ti je ikada neko objasnio istinski identitet Sitaram?
Have you ever understood your own identity?
Da li si ikada zaista razumela svoj identitet?
And have you ever understood the world in which you live?
I da li si ikada razumela zaista svet u kome živiš?
And then he asked the last question.
I onda pita poslednje pitanje.
Have you ever experienced your relationship with Sitaram?
Da li si ti ikada iskusila svoj odnos sa Sitaram?
Without experiencing a relationship to Krishna, this is what I had learned from this, you cannot experience love for Krishna.
I ono što sam ja naučio iz ovoga je da ako nemate to iskustvo vašeg odnosa sa Krishnom, onda taj odnos ne postoji, nema ljubavi za njega.
Krishna can only be known through a relationship.
Krishna, jedino možete spoznati Krishnu kroz odnos.
Now, you must know, my dear devotees, that we are part of this world through relationships.
I moji dragi bhakti, vi morate znati da smo mi deo ovog sveta kroz odnose.
Like, my identity is really, this is now, you need to bring your brain to this a little bit. My identity is absolutely dependent on my relationships.
I onda sada molim vas stvarno dovedite svoj um ovde i shvatite ovo, da znači moj identitet zavisi od mojih odnosa.
On the Java retreat I joked. I said, I cannot call myself a husband because I have no wife. I'm a sannyasi.
Ja sam se šalio na Java seminaru, ja sebe ne mogu nazvati mužem, zato što ja nemam ženu, ja sam
sanjasi. Jaigopal also could not call himself a husband up till, I don't know, a few months ago, isn't it? 1 year ago.
Jaigopal isto nije mogao sebe da nazove mužem sve do pre godinu dana.
Before that he was a failure of a grihasta.
I pre toga on je samo bio neuspeh.
But he could not call himself a grihasta, only a disappointed man.
I nije mogao sebe da nazove pravim grihastom, već jedina razočaranom osobom.
Radha Kripa could not call herself a wife.
I Radha Kripa isto nije mogao sebe da nazove ženu, suprugu.
Before she had a relationship with Jaigopal.
Pre nego što je imala odnos sa Jaigopalom.
She was a brahmacharini.
Ona je bila brahmacharini.
Maybe a She had a relationship with me as a cook, so she was a cook of Satchinandan Swami. But only when she met her husband, changed her identity in that of a wife.
Ali jedino onda kada je srela svog muža, onda se taj njen identitet promenio tako da može sebe zvati nazvati suprugom.
Now Jaigopal cannot call himself a father at this moment.
I sada u ovom trenutku Jaigopal ne može sebe nazvati ocem.
Only if there is a relationship to a Mala Yovana, then he is a father.
Samo ako postoji odnos, na primjer, s malom Jovanom, onda on može sebe nazvati ocem.
I cannot call myself a German or a Serbian. Let me, if this is how it works. I can't call myself a Serbian if I don't have a Serbian identity passport.
Ja sebe ne mogu nazvati Srbinom ako nemam srpski pasoš.
Only if I have a relationship to the wonderful government of Serbia, then I'm a proper Serb.
Jedino ako imam odnos s ovom predivnom vladom Srbije, onda se mogu nazvati pravim Srbinom.
Identity, this is my point, is dependent on relationship.
I ovo je moja poenta. Identitet zavisi od odnosa koji imate.
All of you have an identity.
Svako od vas ima identitet.
And whatever identity you have, that is dependent on a relationship.
I koji god identitet imate, to zavisi od odnosa koji imate.
So my dear devotees, if you want to call yourself a devotee, my dear audience, I will say at this moment, you must have a relationship with Krishna.
Tako da, moja draga publiko, ako želite da budete bhakte, onda morate imati odnos sa Krishna.
If you have no relationship to Krishna, or a theoretical relationship with Krishna, you are not a devotee. Hari Bol.
I ako nemate odnos sa Krishnom, makar taj teoretski odnos sa Krishnom, onda niste bhakta.
You have no right to call yourself a devotee if you have no relationship to Krishna.
I nemate pravo da sebe nazovete bhaktom ako nemate odnos sa Krishnom.
It doesn't mean anything in reality.
I to onda u stvarnosti nema nikakvo značenje.
Now a relationship is something which is not theoretical.
I sad odnos, to je nešto što nije teoretska stvar.
Let us turn a little bit around and see Mathura Kishore.
No,
we want to see you.
I da vidimo, na primjer, Mathura Kishore je tamo sedi.
She is now a mother.
I ona je sad majka.
Why?
Zašto?
Because Jovana is on her lap.
Zato što Jovana sedi u njenom krilu.
Her child. And you can see it's not a theoretical relationship. She performs puja to her child at the moment. Like a little deity. Yes. It's practical. It's not theoretical. This is how relationships work.
I to je način na koji odnosi funkcionišu.
If you want to have a relationship for Krishna, you must worship Krishna, to puja to him.
I ako želite da imate odnos sa Krishnom, onda morate da obožavate Krishnu, da radite puđu za njega.
In one sampradaya, it's called the Vallabha sampradaya, they have a very nice custom, I feel, that is at the moment of initiation, the disciple who is initiated gets from the guru a deity of Krishna.
I u jednoj sampradaji koja se zove Vallabha sampradaja imaju jako lep običaj da na inicijaciji učenik dobije od svog duhovnog učitelja božanstvo Krishna.
But a specific form of Krishna the butter thief who always needs butter, fresh supplies of butter.
ali specifično božanstvo Krišne, Krišnu koji krade maslac, kome su uvek potrebne redovne zalihe maslaca.
Because only if they serve Krishna as a needy little child, will a relationship grow to God.
Zato što oni imaju taj osjećaj da jedino ako služe Krišnu poput deteta koje ima potrebe koje trebaju da se ispune, da se zadovolje, onda će oni razviti taj odnos sa Krišnom.
Let us go to the example of Mathura Kishora, Kishori and Jovana, Jovana.
Ajde da sada pogledamo primjer Mathura Kishori i Jovana.
Mathura Kishori cannot sleep longer than 4 hours a day.
Mathura Kishori ne može da spava duže nego 4 sata tokom dana.
Then little Jovana will have a need. She wants to eat.
Onda mala Jovana ima potrebu.
And then Mathura Kishori, even if she wants to sleep, I eyes, Jovana, I'm your servant. You please take your mother's milk.
I onda Mathura Kishori odmah kaže da Jovana, ja sam tvoj sluga, i onda Jovana može da dobije mlijeko.
A child, this is my point, is so needy that the mother immediately will develop a relationship to the child because she has to always serve the child.
I moja poenta je ta da je dete uvek ima potrebu koja treba da bude zadovoljena, tako da majka prirodno mora da razvija odnos, mora da služi dete.
So it's for this reason that in the Vallabha Sampradaya they worship Krishna as a needy child who always needs butter and milk and sweets and whatever.
I zato iz tog razloga oni u Vallabha Sampradaya služe Krishna kao onoga koji krade maslac, kome je potreban maslac, zato što je to neko koje uvek ima neku potrebu koja treba biti zadovoljena.
Once I was very romantically attached to Giriraj Shila.
Jednom se desilo, sam imao jako romantičnu vezanost za Giriraj Shila.
And I asked one pujari, what do you think, could I worship, could I get a Giriraj Shila, what do you think?
I onda sam ja pitao jednu kućarija, pa što ti misliš, da li bih ja mogla da obožavam, da dobijem jednu Giriraj Shilu?
Oh, said the pujari, think about this 50 times, because Giriraj always wants sweets, he's a child.
I onda mi taj kućarija rekao, bolje da razmisliš 50 puta prvo tome, zato što Giriraj, on uvek želi slatkiše, zato što je on poput deteta.
You have no peace any longer. To decide to start worshipping Giriraj is equivalent to making the decision to have a child. Everything will revolve around Giriraj. The priest said, in your life, everything revolves already around preaching. I don't know if you can do it. My point here is that relationships are something, if they are real, something which demand attention.
Da odnosi, ako su stvarni, da oni predstavljaju nešto što zahteva pažnju.
If you wish to have to be a devotee, you must get into a relationship with Krishna. This means you must give Krishna attention.
I ako želite da budete bhakta, to znači da morate da odlučite da uđete u odnos sa Krishnom, što znači da treba da mu poklonite svoju pažnju.
Let's go back to the first point. Identity is formed by relationship.
Identitet se formira na osnovu odnosa.
As long as you carry with you an identity in relationship to this world, in other ways, as long as you are engaged in mundane relationships, You may visit the temple and view the deities, and you may participate in Hari Kirtan, but all this is not more than just a pious activity.
Sve dok svoj identitet zasnivate na odnosu sa ovim materijalnim svetom, vaš odlazak u hram, vaše viđenje božanstva i učestvovanje u kirtanu nije ništa više do od pobožnog dela.
You are like a member of a religious institution.
Vi ste poput člana religijske institucije.
But you are not a bhakta. A person whose heart is full of love, of bhakti.
Ali vi niste bhakta, vi niste osoba čije srce puno ljubavi, bhakti.
I must tell you something which I experienced today.
Moram reći nešto što sam iskusio danas.
I was every day visiting a very powerful healer.
Svakog dana ja posećujem jednu osobu iscelitelja koji je jako moćan.
I'm now cured of all illnesses and I will be healthy and become 100 years old.
I ja sam sada izlečen od svih bolesti i bit ću potpuno zdrav i živeću 100 godina.
Sigurno. Absolutely, totalni sigurno. So, I was treated next to a monastery. And while I was getting this bioenergy, all of a sudden a Christian Orthodox monk appeared before me, a Sveti, and he communicated to me, Sveti Bidio Redu.
I dok sam ja dobio ovu bioenergiju, preda mnom se pojavio hrišćanski svetac i rekao mi sveće biti red.
So I decided, after the treatment was finished, let me visit the monastery and say thank you.
I onda sam ja odlučio, hajde da nakon svog tretmana da posjetim manastir i da se zahvalim.
So I stayed for half an hour in that monastery and chanted wonderful rounds, and I was very grateful because these ancient saints there, one of them had come and taken part in the healing process.
I onda sam ja otišao tamo u crkvu i tu sam proveo predivnih pola sata mantrajući i tu su se nalazili ti divni sveci od kojih je jedan odlučio da postane deo mog tretmana.
And when I drove home to the Letenka Kampa, I asked my driver, were you Christian Orthodox before?
I onda sam, kada sam se vozio nazad do Letenka Kampa, onda sam ja pitao svog vozača, da li si ti isto bio hrišćanin ranije?
And my driver said yes. Then I asked him, why have you left this first class religion? And he said, well, in the church, you know, God is on second place. People go in the church for Christmas or maybe once a week on Sunday.
I ljudi obično odlaze u crkvu na Božić ili možda jednom nedeljom.
But in Krishna consciousness everything revolves around Krishna.
Ali u svesnosti Krishna sve se vrti oko Krishna.
I thought now I have God.
I ja sam mislio sada imam Boga.
A very deep relationship.
I jako dubok odnos.
Everything is Krishna. From the morning to the ice cream.
I onda sam ja mislio, sve je Krišna, od samog jutra, preko sladoleda,
to the evening program,
do večernjeg programa.
And I said, really?
Ja sam ga pitao, stvarno?
The devotees you see, they only think about Krishna?
Bhakte koje ti vidiš, oni misle samo o Krišna?
Everything they do is in relationship to Krishna?
I sve što oni rade je u odnosu sa Krishna.
That's only a philosophical concept in the Hare Krishna movement. It's not real.
I to je samo filozofski koncept u svesnosti Krishne, ali nije stvarno.
Don't talk to me about concepts when you want to talk about relationships.
I nemojte mi govoriti o konceptima onda kada govorite o odnosu.
We are not in relationship with Krishna. We are in relationship to our mundane roles.
I mi nismo u odnosu sa Krišnom, mi imamo odnos sa našim društvenim ulogom.
We carry a concept which is mundane.
I mi nosimo koncept koji je svetovan.
When you write devotees on the internet, you will find they give their passport name, not their spiritual name.
I onda kada pišete baktama preko interneta, onda vidite da su u njihovim adresama nalazi se njihovo svetovno, a ne duhovno ime.
Milorad Robinski. Not Krishna Das.
I onda se tu piše Milorad tamo neki, a ne piše Krishna Das.
My dear devotees, Krishna consciousness is a possibility that you open up a relationship with Krishna.
I moji dragi bhakte, svjesnost Krishna predstavlja priliku da uspostavite odnos sa Krishnom.
Many times devotees come to me and say, oh, this devotee doesn't want to speak with me. There's politička problemska in one town in the Balkans.
I onda mnogo puta se desi da neki bakte da mi priđe da kažu ovaj bakta ne želi da priča sa mnom zato što postoji neki politički problem u nekom gradu u Srbiji.
I always say there's no problem.
A ja uvijek kažem nema problema.
There can be a problem in relationship to human beings who are not yet enlightened.
I može postojati problem u odnosu sa onim živim bićima koji čovjek nisu.
But Krishna, if you are really here to make your relationship to Krishna, then you are not disturbed if the relationship with humans doesn't work. You know, no human relationships where immature humans come together ever worked in this world.
Ali ako ste ovdje zbog odnosa sa Krišnom, onda vas neće uznemiravati to što određeni odnosi među ljudima ne funkcionišu, zato što obično kao nezrele osobe ne možemo imati savršen odnos.
When you come to Krishna consciousness, think about this one relationship.
I kada dođete u svjesnost Krišne, onda mislite o ovom jednom odnosu.
Your relationship to God.
Vašem odnosu sa Bogom.
If you never think about this relationship in depth, you won't be able to get bhakti.
I ako nikada duboko ne razmišljate o ovom jednom odnosu, onda nikada nećete biti u prilici da dobijete bhakti.
I have tried to express this in a poem which I would like to read to you.
I ovo sam želao da izrazim u jednoj pesmi koju bih sada želao da vam pročitam.
It's a very intense poem. It is called Don't Trust Me.
I to je jako intenzivna pesma i ona se zove Ne veruj mi.
It's a love letter which I wrote to Krishna.
I to je ljubavno pismo koje sam ja napisao Krishna.
It's about a relationship.
I u njoj se radi o odnosu.
Oh my Lord.
O moj gospodine.
I think you know that I love only you.
Ja mislim da ti znaš da ja volim samo tebe.
Although I pretend to love other people and other things.
Iako možda izgleda da ja volim druge ljude i druge stvari.
I think you know that when I'm sad.
Ja mislim da ti znaš da kada sam tužan.
It's because I feel separated from you.
Da je to zato što se osjećam odvojenim od tebe.
But if anyone asks me why I'm sad, I would give other reasons.
Ali ako me iko pita zašto sam tužan, ja ću dati neki drugi razlog.
When I cry, it's always because of missing you.
I kad god plačem, to je zato što mi ti nedostaješ.
Although my tears carry many other names.
Iako moje suze nose mnogo druga imena.
I think, my Lord, you also know.
Ja isto tako mislim, moj dragi gospodine, da ti znaš.
That I am only looking for you.
Da ja tražim jedino tebe.
Although I seem to be looking for other persons and other things.
Iako naizgled ja tražim druge ljude i druge stvari.
Oh no, I'm such a divided soul.
O ne, ja sam tako podeljena duša.
I'm searching for something in the east while going west.
Ja tražim nešto što se nalazi na istoku dok se krećem ka zapadu.
I'm a helpless soul.
Ja sam beznadežna duša.
I'm forced by someone long ago.
Ja sam mene neko davno natjerao
to play the double life of a devotee and a cheater.
da vodim dupli život bhakte i onoga koji se pretvara.
But do you know why I'm writing you this?
Ali da li znaš zašto ti ovo pišem?
It's because I want your special mercy.
Razlog je taj što želim tvoju specijalnu milost.
Don't believe me.
Molim te, ne veruj mi.
Don't believe my activities.
Ne veruj mojim aktivnostima.
Don't trust my words.
Ne veruj mojim rečima.
But look deep into my heart.
Ali pogledaj duboko u moje srce.
And there you will see your own beautiful image.
I tu ćeš vidjeti svoj prelepi oblik.
Krishna. My dear devotees, I know that you also look for Krishna and want a relationship with Krishna.
Moji dragi bhakte, ja znam da vi takođe tražite Krishna i da želite odnos sa Krishna.
The first part of your lecture I have not addressed to you.
I prvi deo moje lekcije nije bio namenjen vama.
I have spoken in the first part of my lecture to the cheetah who lives in you, the false ego.
I prvi deo moje lekcije bio namenjen to onome koji se pretvara u vašem srcu, u vašem ego.
I know that when you cry or when you are sad, you only look for Krishna, really.
Ja znam da kada ste vi tužni ili kada plačete, da ono što zaista tražite da je to Krishna.
But the ego or false sense of identity makes it seem that you look for other things and other people.
Ali lažni ego, taj lažni osjećaj identiteta, on čini da izgleda da vi tražite neke druge stvari.
As a preacher in Krishna consciousness, I know many, many people's deepest interests in their heart.
I kao osoba koja propoveda u svesnosti Krishna, ja znam šta je najdublji interes osobe u svesnosti Krishna.
I know the tremendous amount of desire and sacrifice which they bring when they enter our movement.
Ja znam za postojanje ogromne količine žrtvovanja i želje koje oni donesu sa sobom kada uđu u ovu grupu.
I sometimes look at you and I'm overwhelmed by your sincerity.
Ja ponekada gledam u vas i ja sam preplavljen vašom iskrenošću.
I'm seeing how you gave up so much in all, for your relationship with Krishna.
Ja vidim kako ste vi napustili toliko toga kako biste imali odnos sa Krishna.
But I also have seen that over the time, that other side which you wanted to get rid of, that side of the false identity comes back.
Ali onda ja takođe vidim da tokom vremena ta druga strana, taj lažni identitet koga ste želeli da se otarasite, kako se ono vraća nazad.
And at that time you again make a relationship to the mundane world.
I onda u to vreme onda imate opet puno odnosa sa materijalnim svetom.
And that breaks my heart.
I onda to slama moje srce.
We are cheated by our false ego.
Mi smo prevareni od strane našeg lažnog ega.
We are cheated away from our most valuable desire.
I mi smo odvučeni dalje od naše najdragocenije želje.
Therefore I wrote to Krishna in my love letter, don't trust me when you see my tears which carry other names.
Zato sam ja napisao u svome pismu Krishni, nemoj da mi veruješ kada vidiš moje suze koje nose drugo ime.
When I cry for health or for money or what does it, Sunny, I don't want to say all the things I'm crying for for glupasta, then don't trust me.
I kada ja plačem zbog zdravlja, zbog novca ili zbog nekih gluposti, nemoj da mi veruješ.
No, I only want you.
Ne, ja samo želim tebe.
So today I would like to do two things with you.
Danas bih želela da uradim dve stvari sa vama.
Can you hear a little philosophy now, or is it all right? Can you concentrate?
Da li je u redu? Da li možete sad da se koncentrišete na jedan filozofski deo?
Tridasha Roy? All right, no problem. Good. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, no, let me say like this. Your relationship to Krishna, you can measure how good it is and how good you chant his name.
Možete da merite to koliko je dobar vaš odnos sa Krishnom, time koliko je dobro vaše mantranje svetog imena.
You know, I always see in marriages, you can see the marriage, how good it is and how the husband addresses his wife.
I ja isto vidim, na primjer, možete da procenite koliko je dobar jedan brak po tome kako muž oslovljava svoju ženu.
Come here, Ida!
I ako on kaže, dođe vamo, Ida!
Then you think, my God, this is not a good relationship. But if he says, oh, kindly come here, Ida. It's a better relationship. Your relationship with Krishna, you can see how it is, how you speak his name.
I vaš odnos prema Krišni, možete da vidite kakav je on po tome, kako vi izgovarate njegovo ime.
I know a god brother of Prabhupada, I mean, he has left his body, his name was Akinshan Krishna Das, he was the best.
Ja znam jednog Šila Prabhupadovog god brothera koji je napustio već telo i njegovo ime je bilo
Akinshan Krishna Das. Akinshan Krishna Das would have only one medanga. And a little, you know, what is it called? Gamsha. Or for the winter, a woolen blanket. And he would travel all over India and he would just always sing. When he would sing Krishna's name, he would laugh and he would cry. He was totally renounced. On Ekadasi, he would just say, in the night I will celebrate. And he would chant the whole night on his Japa Mala. Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj, who was quite close to him, he would describe how he would chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then he would see some pastime, I believe, and he would laugh. If you want to improve your... I'm sounding like a ghost from another dimension. Maybe we can make it a little bit more real, the voice. So, he was the best. When Prabhupada was laying on his deathbed, Akinshan Krishna Das came and sang for him. And finally, when his death came, Akinshan Krishna's death, the doctor put a stereo, what is it called, this thing? Yeah, a stethoscope. And he could hear. He was already dead, but his heart somehow still, that's what the doctor said, made the sound, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Such a relationship. Do you know when I made the decision to become a devotee of Krishna? I had already seen the Beatles chanting Hare Krishna. I had seen the devotees. I had read esoteric literature, tons. And I thought, I will never become one of this Hare Krishna because my father will disinherit me and then I have no words.
jednostavno ovaj mislim, nikada neće postati jedan od ovih Hare Krishna ljudi, zato što će onda moj otac da me liši nasljedstva.
My father told me, we will disinherit you when you become Hare Krishna, because we know you will give everything, all the money away to the Hare Krishnas, and we have not worked for the Hare Krishnas.
I onda je moj otac rekao, ako postaneš Hare Krishna, nikada ti nećemo dati naš novac, zato što znamo, onda bi ti dao sam novac njima, a mi nismo radili za njih.
So I said, all right, I'm very money one needs in this world, so I don't become a Hare Krishna.
I onda sam ja rekao, okay.
So one day I had made up my mind, I won't become a Hare Krishna. I went into the temple to eat. Prasadam is always good, as you know. So the meal was not yet ready, and I was waiting in a room. And then they played, there was this play. This tape of Prabhupada. Maybe Gaurahari can find it and we can show it on to you. The song. Prabhupada chants Hari Haraye Nama Krishna. Yadavaya Namaha. And then he goes, Dee 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 Hari. You know, he sings Hari Hari and his voice breaks. He was crying while he sang. Loving tears. I thought, my God. He has a relationship with God. I want to become his disciple. Then he can teach me how to also become a lover of God. And then I will also cry when no one sees. So, everything changed when I heard this song, and I made a decision to become a devotee. Because this is the most valuable thing you can have, a relationship with Krishna and be in transcendental love. Then nothing will disturb you, Nityananda Kari, not even your own death. Isn't that wonderful? Not even a Malep or a Veliko Politske Problemski will disturb you. We have the song for you. Do you have it at the place? I'm very sorry, we will look for it and show it to you tomorrow, this one. Somehow we don't find it at the moment. But already I think you saw the song, a lover of God was singing. Now the question is, how can we develop a relationship with Krishna, who are obviously not on the level of a pure devotee? Well, there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives in the Harinam Chintamani three meditations you should be mindful of.
definitivno Thakur daje Harinam Chintamani prije meditacije koji bi trebalo da budete svesni.
He speaks about the ordinary human being who goes through this world from body to body and finally as a highlight meets a devotee.
I on tu govori o običnom ljudskom biću koji ide kroz ovog svet iz jednog tela u drugo dok ne dođe u ljudski oblik života i tu sretne Krišnina Bhagavata.
And then he gets the right information. And the right information is the first meditation. I am an atomic particle of consciousness and the eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. Second point. And then finally, the material world is the prison house that is meant to reform my truant tendencies. What means truant tendency? I know you don't know the word. I also didn't know it. I will explain the word. Truant, yes.
To znači, ovaj svet je namenjen tome da nas prevaspita, da dobijemo određene tendencije. I što to znači? Jedna određena reč koja je malo teško se prevodi.
Someone is truant if he doesn't come to school.
Nekog možemo nazvati ovo reč ako on ne dolazi u školu.
Like when I was going to school, every Friday morning I would say, I feel very ill, I must go to bed.
I kad sam ja, na primjer, išao u školu, ja bih svakog petka ujutro rekao, ja, danas ne mogu u školu, jako mi je loše.
And then I celebrated a long weekend and came back on Tuesday. Sometimes on Wednesday, when there were so much festivals, yes.
I onda bih imao burnu proslavu čitavog vikenda i bio bi to dug vikend, tako da bi se vratio u školu tek u utorak, a neki možda čak i u
sredu. Someone is truant when, I think this Croatian word was pichate, isn't it? Pizzave, yes, you know Anurada, yes, pizzave, yes. No, pizzave. Split, yes. What is it in Bosnia? Ufta. Ufta. What? Lufta. Yes, it
means like...
Ufta. Lufta. Lufta, yes. In Deutsch it's Schwänzen. So, yes, Schwänzen. We say Schwänzen also. Yeah. Schwänzen, of course. It's the best language, yes. Schwänzen means you are supposed to be somewhere, but you just Schwänzen. You know, you just don't come, yes.
Znači, to je kada jednostavno trebalo bi da budete na određenom mjestu, ali vas nema, ispolirate se i odi.
So you are Schwänzen in your relationship with Krishna Madhavananda.
Tako da, znači, vi ste poliranti u svom odnosu sa Krishna.
You are supposed to be there.
Vi bi trebalo da ste tu.
But because you have run away, you have come into the prison house, the material energy, where you are... Where you are reformed of this schwänzerische tendency, you know.
Ali zato što ste pobegli iz tog odnosa, zato sada morate da budete u ovom zatvoru, gde ćete biti prevaspitani, da ne budete više tolerantni.
My dear devotee, you should meditate.
Moj dragi bhakte, trebalo bi da meditirate.
I'm only here in this human form of life to again be there in that relationship.
Ja sam ovdje u ovom ljudskom životu jedina iz tog razloga da opet uspostavim ovaj odnos.
The whole material energy is not there that I can enjoy extreme sport or sexual energy what or colachos. It's to help me understand. Oh my God, I lost the relationship. I really have to do something about it.
I čitav ovaj materijalni svet nije tu da bismo uživali u ekstremnim sportovima ili u seksualnom životu ili u kolačima. Tu je da shvatimo, ja sam duhovna duša.
So, my dear devotees, this is why it's so important for us Hare Krishnas to hear more about Krishna. Oh, Giovanna, the worship goes on. Giovanna now will get her puja. What? Abhishek, yeah. Giovanna's Abhishek, yes. The whole please do the Abhishek. It is necessary. Your Giovanna is a devotee of Krishna. You will become Krishna conscious by serving her. Two people will do Abhishek. Bali will also do Abhishek. Haribo. So we are only meant to learn to go again in our relationship with Krishna. And this you do when you hear about Krishna. When I have preached a little bit more about to you on Saturday and Sunday, I will only talk about Krishna to you, Krishna Katha, when you are a little bit more cooked by the summer camp. A little more soft-hearted, not cooked, soft-hearted. For the end of this lecture, I would like to tell you a story. A story which is meant to convince you of the points you have heard today. A story which can help you how feeling a relationship to Krishna can help you overcome all miseries. It's a story, apparently a story about an accident. There was once a Brahmin couple. She was very beautiful and very saintly. And her husband was a very good priest. They had one child, Mohan, a boy. There was only they were living happily, but there was one big problem. The husband had a heart condition, a weak heart. If he would ever hear something which would be too disturbing, there was the danger that he would have heart failure and die. Once he had heard that the she-goat had given birth to a little, you know, what is it called? Goat baby. But then the goat baby died, and when he heard this, he was so good-hearted, his heart started to race, and he almost died also from grief. This is such a sad story which you will hear now. One day he had to do priestly service in a neighboring village. In the morning of the day, Mohan, his only child, had gone out, like always, into the mountains to herd the two goats.
I narednog jutra njegov jedini sin Mohan je otišao u planinu kako bi napasao njihove dve koze.
But there was wind in the mountains and one of the goats fell down and broke its neck. And the other was so distressed that she jumped after the goat and also broke the neck.
I onda se desilo da je duvao tako jak vetar da je jedna koza pala niz liticu i slomila vrat i ova druga koza isto bila uznemirena, isto skočila i bila mrtva.
Mohan had tried to run down the mountain to somehow save the two goats.
I onda je Mohan pokušao da se sjuri niz planinu kako bi spasao ove dve koze.
But he had fallen down.
Ali on je isto pao dole.
And around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, people found the tragedy. The two goats were dead, and Mohan was also dead. They carried the goats and little Mohan back to the mother. The mother cried, "My sin." But then she was overwhelmed by another fear. What if my husband hears it, that his son and the two goats, he will die immediately with his weak heart.
Ali onda je ona bila preplavljena jednim strahom. Ona je mislila, ali što ako sada moj muž čuje ovu tragediju i zbog njegovog slabog srca i on umre?
The husband wanted to return at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
A muž je trebalo da se vrati u 5 sati popodne.
He came 10 minutes before 5. I'm back. Where is Mohan? The wife said, "He's all right. Wouldn't you first like to take a shower and then eat a little?" "No, no, I want to see Mohan, my only son. He always greets me. Please, this time, take your shower and eat." He loved his wife. "Okay, if you say so." She took his shower and then he ate. But he was always hearing, "Where's Mohan?" He would always greet me with his laughter. He would embrace me when I return home. Finally, when he was finished eating, he said, "Where is Mohan?" "He's all right," said his wife. Then she said, "My dear husband, before you see Mohan, answer a question, please, which troubles my heart." "Yes. I didn't tell you this, but our best friend had given a jewel to us in custody for 5 years. Now he wants the jewel back. But I am so attached, I don't want to give the jewel. What should I do? Please tell me." The husband said, "Very simple. Practice detachment." "You won't enjoy another's property if you steal it from him because it's adharmic." "But your heart will be happy when you give what has been given to you in custody to the owner."
bilo dato na čuvanje.
The good wife had just waited for that.
I dobra žena je čekala upravo na ovakav odgovor.
She said, "Then now don't cry. God, our best friend, has taken Mohan back."
I onda ona rekla, "Sad onda nemoj plakati. Bog, naš najbolji prijatelj, on je uzeo Mohana nazad k sebi."
Mohan is dead?
Mohan je mrtav?
No, he's back.
Ne, on se vratio nazad.
Both husband and wife cried for many hours, but the husband did not become upset, and he did not have that feared heart failure.
I muž i žena su plakali puno sati, ali muž se nije uznemirio i nije imao problema sa srcem.
This is spiritual life, my dear devotees.
To je duhovni život, moji dragi
bhakti. To understand Krishna, Radha Krishna, are the lords of my life.
Da razumete da su da je Krishna, da su Radha i Krishna, da su oni gospodari mog života.
I belong to them and everything I have belongs to them.
Ja pripadam njima i sve što ja posjedujem isto pripada njima.
My life belongs to them.
I moj život pripada njima.
My soul belongs to them.
Moja duša pripada njima.
The Sanat Kumar Samhita says that a wise person should offer himself in five ways to Shishi, Radha and Krishna. The wise should say, so good. I surrender to Shishi Radha
Krishna.
Whatever is mine is in truth their property. Everything is for their sake. Everything is meant for their enjoyment. It is not meant for me. These are the five ways in which one should offer oneself to Radha and Krishna, make a relationship. My dear devotees, sometimes think about this. Damodar Prema, this will make your life successful. You should think, I surrender to Radha and Krishna. Whatever is mine, so-called mine, like my apartment, this is theirs. Everything is meant for their service. Everything is meant for their enjoyment. It's not meant for me. And then you become happy like the Brahmin couple became happy. Even if you are in misery. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I'm really thinking, this is so wonderful. This will help you, these meditations. And if you can learn to chant Hare Krishna with a sense of relationship, that you have a relationship to Radha and Krishna, your chanting is perfect. You don't need any japa retreat.
Da mantrate sveto ime tako da imate odnos sa Krišnom, da imate osjećanje prema njemu, onda vam nije potrebno nikakav džapa
seminar. You, when you have this feeling, I'm belonging to them and they belong to me, everything is all right.
I kad imate to osjećanje, ja pripadam njima i oni pripadaju meni, onda je sve u redu.
Let us cultivate this understanding.
I hajde da negujemo to razumevanje.
Let us try.
Hajde da makar probamo.
Of course, we will take what we need to maintain our position as a servant in this world.
I naravno mi ćemo uzeti ono što nam je neophodno da održimo tu svoju ulogu sluge.
We will have an apartment maybe so that we can function and do service according to our abilities.
Možda ćemo uzeti stan kako bismo mogli da funkcionišemo i da imamo da radimo službu.
Some of us will have a mush or a ženje or maladeces. In service to Krishna. We saw yesterday how a marriage without Krishna in the center, I mean, could look like. Just control and frustration. Some of us will be brahmacharis or brahmacharinis. Some of us will be sannyasis or gurus or GBCs. But nothing of this belongs to us. It's just for Krishna's service. Then you can become happy. And I want to say, Hare Krishna. I'm not yet dead. Woo-hoo! I want to say, start with this simple meditation, which, as some of you, when you fell asleep, thought that you are an eternal servant of Krishna. And did it work when you wake up? It worked with me and with who else? Gokulananda, it worked with you? You didn't do, yes. With whom did it work? Please do this. Try it. When you go to bed, just think, I'm an eternal soul. And tomorrow I have no problems, I have possibilities. And I will use these possibilities to serve Krishna. And you will see when you wake up, if you do it, I mean, most of you are Hare Krishnas who never do these things. Hare Krishna, I shouldn't say this, I'm very sorry. Most of you think already you know everything. I shouldn't say this. How to say it? Most of you really want a spiritual experience. Here it is for you. Yes. Thank you, Radhakriva, for not translating the other things. Do this meditation. You will see a magic. Chuda. You really, before you go to bed, you go into this place. I'm eternal servant of Krishna. And tomorrow when I wake up, I want to remember that. And I want to remember that tomorrow I use every possibility in his in Radha Krishna's service. Your life will be blissful. And maybe Krishna gives you a castle if you need it. Hare Krishna. Please try. Tomorrow I will ask you again if you tried it. Because I really know devotees' life who have done this and maybe you need a little practice, has changed.
Zato što ja stvarno znam da bakte koji ovu praktiku, da se njihov život promenio, zato možda vam treba prvo malo praksu, probe.
So I want to end my presentation here. I really hope I could present this nicely for you. I'm really, I'm really wet with sweat. It's so important for me.
Ja se stvarno nadam da sam mogao ovo da vam predstavim na lep način. Evo vidite, sam sam se preznojio, toliko mi je to važno.
I stink like an elephant because it's so much, I've tried so much to tell this, but it's, maybe I think I didn't tell it properly.
I ja sad smrdim poput slona zato što se toliko trudim da to kažem, ali možda nisam to uradio dovoljno dobro.
It's absolutely important that you understand this point with Sambandha.
This
relationship will bind you together by a knot. If you want to play music, you need two pair of karas, not one. If you want to experience Krishna consciousness, and the cartels need to be connected. Not that one cartel is there and another is in your sleeping bag. They need to be a knot. So when you want to experience the music of Kirtan, of Krishna consciousness, you need to have a relationship with Krishna. And you need to start doing this. Jiva Goswami says how you do this. He gives another thing. Before you do a service, you should fix in your mind, I'm doing this for Krishna. If you don't do this, it's not service for Krishna. And if you first do an activity, and then you think, well, my God, I should offer something of this to Krishna, then it's karma yoga. You must, before you do it, think, it's just for you, Krishna. Like Krishna says in Gita, fight, he says to Arjuna, and think of me as Krishna. This is bhakti. I mean, fight or here peel potatoes, you know, it's not about fighting, it's about doing something for Krishna. Two things. You and Krishna. And a good knot. To hold it together. Good relationship. Then you can enter the kirtan. Hare Krishna. I want to end here. Now I want to see if there are questions. Krishna. Deva Deva. You will get a microphone. Oh, Dionysus, you were at the whole lecture today. Now you need a pause. Okay. Here's your door. Thank you, dear. We are friends. It is all right. between friends to joke. Yeah. Yes, Deva Deva. Can you please speak first in English, then I can think about... No.
Not sure.
Good.
Also in English you need to translate because they are English speakers.
Yes, speak in the sweet Croatian language and Radha Kripa will translate in English.
Ukoliko nam je Krišna još uvijek malo dalek, ali na neki način imamo odnos sa baktama, da li nam može biti neka utjeha? Prevedi možda.
If Krishna is still too far for us, but if we have relationships with devotees, can that be some kind of solace for us?
Krishna kaže da nije njegov bhakta, onaj ko kaže da je njegov bhakta, već je njegov bhakta, onaj ko je bhakta njegovog bhakta. I koliko imamo bhakte koji su nam drage i imamo odnos sa njima, je to nekako utjeha možda?
Zato što, because Krishna himself is saying that the one who claims that is his devotee, he's not his devotee, but the one who is devotee, servant of his devotees, he is his devotee. So can, if we have loving exchanges with devotees and a relationship with them, can that be some kind of solace for us?
Thank you very much. This is a very important question.
Hvala ti jako puno, ovo je jako značajno pitanje.
Yes. We must have relationships with devotees.
Da, mi moramo imati odnos sa bhaktama.
On this process of Krishna consciousness, you can't just have a relationship to Krishna. Alone.
U ovom procesu svesnosti Krishna ne možete da imate odnos samo sa Krishna.
You need devotees on this.
Vama su potrebni bhakte u ovom.
Oh no! Some of you, I hear some of you screaming. like when Ravindra Swarup heard that Prabhupada said, we will have our ISKCON in the spiritual world, he went like, oh. In Germany we say bloß nicht. I think you hear what it, you know the sound. Bloß nicht. You know. Proper relationship with devotees. Krishna satisfaction in the center. Not your ego in the center. This is real devotee association. I was thinking very much about relationship to the spiritual master. Does our relationship end, you know, when we say, okay, I only know my Guru Maharaj, I don't know Krishna. This is very good, by the way, to think like this. It's very humble and very real. A disciple will say like this, I know my guru, but I really cannot imagine Krishna. But how do you do Guru Bhakti? How do you think of your Guru? The Shastras say as Mukunda Preshta, someone who is dear to Krishna. In other words, Krishna needs to be there also in Guru Bhakti.
Znači šastri kažu da je guru Mukunda Prešta, on je osoba koja je draga Krišni. Drugim rečima, Krišna mora da bude u tom odnosu.
When you have association with devotees, Krishna needs to be there.
I kada imate Družimo bhakta i odnose sa njim, onda Krishna isto mora da bude.
That's what the devotees do if they are devotees. They talk about Krishna, they cook for Krishna, they sing his name.
I to ono što bhakte rade za Krishna, ne kuvaju za Krishna, pevaju za Krishna,
pričaju. If the devotees don't sing Krishna's name,
i ako bhakte ne pevaju Krishna na ime,
And if they don't talk about Krishna, but something else, or even versa, if they start to talk about the bad qualities of others, it all goes in the wrong direction. So yes, devotees are very close to us. They are the only possibilities to connect with Krishna for us. You know, this is what I think these days. I meditate. Krishna is transcosmic, a new word. Yeah.
Drugim rečima, ono što ja mislim ovih dana, da je Krishna osoba transkosmička.
He is beyond everything which you can think.
I on se nalazi iznad svega o čemu biste vi uopšte mogli da pomislite.
But we are in our little microcosmic worlds.
Ali mi se nalazimo u našem malom mikrokosmosu.
We are like ants. There's only one word which can describe our human condition, and that's severe limitation. Like an ant. How will the ant understand the internet? How will you... Nityanandakari, you have studied the computer science. How will you make an ant understand? The ant can maybe understand the difference between day and night. But the ant won't be able to understand the cause of this, the appearance and disappearance of the sun. Maybe it will understand friends and enemies, but not in the way we understand friends and enemies. So the ant, like human being, cannot relate directly to Krishna, but to the devotee. And the devotee then will teach the conditioned soul about Krishna. And do you know when you have learned? It's at that moment where you feel, oh Krishna, I left you. And that's not a theoretical concept. I left you and I'm sorry for this. That's what Jagadananda Pandit says. When a conditioned soul meets a sadhu, at that time, he will sincerely regret that he broke the relationship. I sometimes think that in the name of devotees first, we sometimes don't want to become transcendental. I think when we say we must become devotees of the devotees, we should not exclude Krishna. Because if we don't talk about Krishna amongst devotees and serve him selflessly, our devotee association will be mundane.
Zato što ako zajedno ne služimo Krishna, ako ne pričamo njemu, onda će naše druženje biti na svetovnom nivou.
And there will be the same friends and enemies problems like everywhere else.
I onda ćemo imati iste probleme, prijatelji, neprijatelji, kao što svi drugi.
Whenever amongst devotees you feel this devotee is an enemy, you know you have done something wrong. Go back to point A, I'm not the body, and the devotee is also not the body. Krishna. So we are now a little late. I'm really sorry I'm very happy, Radha Kripa, that we have a translation and you do very, very well. But I so much think I should learn Serbian. I also know a little Serbian. Radha Kripa has taught me already. Sveći biti u redu. Možemo uskričimo sa auto. No one understand? Please say.
Možemo da uskočimo u auto.
I said it. But we need to have this translation still. I'm too slow. Please think about these things. Tomorrow we will go one step higher. So think about your relationship with Krishna. I thank you very much. We will have the Arati ceremony now. And then in the Arati, but after the Arati, we will, Madhva Muni told me something, we will have a little surprise, and then then we will have a small evening of chanting. And then we will have a bombastic cake. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Gauri Thai ki, Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.